This holy space is humming with anticipation for this celebration tonight. I have a feeling that this place is not the only place that feels the luminosity of the evening. All over the world, in communities large and small, in ancient cathedrals draped in red and green, in tent churches with plastic poinsettias fastened to the tent poles, in storefront churches with life-size nativity figures blinking outside, in hospital chapels that can't hide the smell, in prisons and in shelters, and in places where people are having to work tonight, the air is humming as the curtain between heaven and earth is so thin that we can almost see through it. It is the luminous night that we join with the shepherds in their awe of the angels and together run through the silent streets of Bethlehem to see the baby that the angels told us about. Bethlehem is the world's meeting place tonight. We're waiting to hear the baby's cry. Emmanuel, God with us, the one sent from God who is made out of the same stuff that we are made out of and made out of the same stuff that God has made out of, the one who holds us all together, God and human, and will not let us go. As we gather around the manger, I wonder, what have you all brought into Bethlehem tonight? I'm sure that here somebody is thinking about that gift that isn't quite finished yet. Batteries and pliers and a degree in electrical engineering might be needed to finish it, but finish it you will. Somebody else is looking forward to waking up in a house that is full again, no empty beds. Children and grandchildren piling up in the morning, joking and squabbling and taking over your kitchen. Maybe you have a new baby at your house or in your family tonight, or you're celebrating a new relationship that is giving you life. For some of you, this may be a hard time. There's an empty chair. There's quiet. The holiday rituals that were made for two or more need to be put aside for something new. Did you bring sweet and melancholy memories to Bethlehem? Maybe you brought old hurts and failed expectations that for some reason you still cling on to. Every Christmas Eve is like a time machine. It brings back every other Christmas Eve, and it's supposed to be the night that everybody goes home. With all of the thoughts and the memories and the expectations and sorrows that we've brought along with us to Bethlehem, it may be hard to know exactly where home is. Well, tonight, our home is here. Here, in this humming, holy, lovely place. We're all inside the stable, crowded with the hopes and fears of all the years. Here at home, we are invited to lay it all right there at the bottom of the manger. Here at home, it is warm and light. Here, there is time to breathe and dream and hold memories tenderly. Here, there is space to wish and time to wonder what it means to have a life into which God has been born. Here at home, we can believe that the words that were on those Christmas cards that we sent or received are real, possible. Love, peace on earth, hope, comfort, and joy. Those are the words I've seen this year. Here at home, we can imagine the stable is holding us and believe that we can be in God's presence always. We can linger here, where everything is beautiful and right, and where the glow from the baby's face reflects from the love of his mother and father. The warm breath of the animals steam in the cold air, and that Christmas card picture is real. But if this is home, then we know that that picture is not telling the whole story, is it? On the edges, there's more going on. Once the shepherds got back about their business, once the angels had taken their song back up into heaven and the curtain between earth and heaven was once again made solid, when the cold began seeping through the rafters and the lambs started quarreling and made such a noise that the baby woke up with a start and nothing would stop his crying. And then Mary began to weep from exhaustion and homesickness, and Joseph felt utterly powerless to make anything better. And their stomachs growled with hunger, and neither of them had absolutely any idea of what they were going to do next. But then they hugged, and they breathed together, and they found their courage. And that is home, too. Because God sent God's Son to be with us in our real lives, with the imperfections and the angers and the sorrows and the disappointments, the dreams unmet and the stomach flu that hits when all of your beds and all of your bathrooms are full of children and grandchildren. Our real lives, with the loneliness and the anxieties, with the giggles and the forgiveness, and with the joy. That is home, too. It is God with us, not God out there somewhere, that lives in the midst of our lives. No matter where home is or where it is not, no matter how our lives look like that Christmas card picture, or they certainly don't, no matter where we are, God is there. God is born right there in any manger we offer to God, on any pile of hay that we can pull together, anywhere we are. Home, God's home, is with us, for it is in our arms, in our lives, that God has decided to lay his sweet head.